2018 defense authorization bill is getting marked up in the House next week. The Defense Department sent Congress a wish list for that bill. On that list is a bigger-than-usual pay raise for the military. Federal News Radio's Scott Massioni joins me now with more on that markup coming up. And pay raise sounds like a top-of-mind issue. I guess it always is, but especially now when the size of the military is open to debate.
Right, yeah. So this new, at least what the Defense Department is asking for, is a 2.1% pay raise for military service members. And that would actually be the second year in a row if this gets passed and if Congress heeds what the Defense Department is asking for, that would be the second year in a row that the military would get a 2.1% increase. Now, last year, Barack Obama, he asked for a 1.6% increase. Congress bumped that up an extra half a percentage for the military families. And but last year was the largest military pay increase that that the military got in the past 5 years. So that whole thing, the military pay raise, is tied to what's called the employment index cost, and that is to try and keep everything keep parity with the private wages. And, you know, Congress members, they seem to be about 50-50 on this. I previously spoke with the House Armed Services Subcommittee on Personnel, their both ranking member and their chairman. They both said they'll just kind of have to see what happens. It all depends on how the budget kind of shakes out.
So they don't just arrive at 1.6% or 2.1% at random. There is some basis for that number?
Yeah, there's a basis for the number. By law, every year it's supposed to go up with the employment index cost, but that hasn't happened every year. And I think last year it was supposed to be 1.6%, but the Congress thought that the military families should get a little bit more.
Because there is a life cycle cost element to this. And so if they increase the size of the number of troops in the military, as the Trump administration is requesting, then there's a pretty big budget impact, not only in the coming years, but for the rest of their lives.
That's right. And, you know, the Trump administration's keeping the Army active duty at the same force strength that it's been for the past couple of years. You know, they were previously drawing down, and they're trying to ramp up a couple, you know, some of the Navy and Air Force as well.
And Scott, you've reported on the poor condition of many of the military facilities around the world and in the country. And for many years now, I guess 5, 6, 7 years now, the Defense Department has been asking Congress and getting rejected on a base realignment and closure process to happen again, a BRAC. Are they asking that again?
Yeah, they are. And, you know, it's something they haven't had since 2005. And Defense Department claims that they save about $2 billion a year because they close down all these excess facilities. What they have is a 22% excess of facilities. So they're basically working at 122% capacity. The Defense Department in this priorities list is asking for BRAC for 2021. Now, it takes a lot of time to figure out which bases need to be closed, and there's a whole process that goes into this. And part of this legislative priorities list that they sent over to Congress, 60 pages of what is about 100-page, I guess you could call it a bill, it's like a faux bill, is outlining BRAC. A lot of it's in the weeds, but, you know, it's asked for a lot of studies. What could needs to be shut down? What's going to affect readiness? What's going to affect troops and the force projection out into the world? So that's one issue when it comes to it. I think another issue for DoD and what they've been trying to do is reassure Congress. Now, in the past, they have sent people to the Hill and said, you know, this isn't going to hurt. It's going to help. It's going to help us save money in the long run, and your constituents aren't going to be too upset about it. And most recently, a couple of weeks ago, Acting Assistant Secretary of Defense for Energy Installations and Environment, Peter Poncheny, he said that, you know, they would spend a lot of time working on this to make sure that they get it right.
We're speaking with Federal News Radio's Scott Massioni. How likely is Congress to go along anyhow this time around? Has anything changed in that sentiment?
Well, I think they seem a little more open. Every year, ranking member on the House Armed Services Committee, Adam Smith, he'll send in a bill that says it's time for BRAC, we need to do this. But I think more congressmen and women have come around. John McCain said that he wants BRAC. It's becoming at least talked about a little bit more. And, you know, the reason that they don't want these bases closed is mostly for parochial interests. These bases create jobs for their constituents. And, you know, they say if you're going to cut down this base that we have in our district, then all my people are going to be really mad at me. I'm going to lose 16,000 jobs. So, you know, we'll have to wait and see, but it's a possibility that they may be interested this year.
Do they have to close entire bases, or can they close portions of them, sell off the land, and just shrink a base and not eliminate it totally?
Yeah, and that's part of the realignment of everything. And DOD has the authority to consolidate some bases, but not necessarily sell that land. So what they need, you know, Congress has the power of the purse. So what they need is the authority from Congress even to start this whole study. It's a long and complicated process, and that's why they're asking for this now for 2021.
And also in this bill, you are reporting that the Pentagon is making another push on freedom of information and trying to maybe restrict the information it shares with the public. What is going on there?
Right. This is something the Defense Department's asked for more than once. They asked for it last year and about 3 years ago. And what they want is to crack down on FOIA, Freedom of Information Act, requests for military tactics, techniques, procedures, and rules of engagement. What they're worried about is that if they take all these different things together, so not just one piece of information by itself, but together as a package, it can be used to find out where troops are or what they're doing.
Yeah, that's the old issue of aggregation of information can give more wisdom to the wrong people than simple data points separate.
That's right. And you know, what I've understand is that it's been blocked in the past. Patrick Leahy and Senator Grassley, who are on the basically a panel that looks into these kind of transparency issues, they 3 years ago said this needs to stop right away. It snuck into the NDAA last year, and it was taken out in conference. But I talked to Liz Hempelwitz, who's in the Project for Government Oversight. She said that she's talked to some staffers on the Hill, and those staffers have asked the Defense Department, have they ever had to take out information or give out information that may have compromised troops that has to do with this? They all said no. So what the Defense Department is doing is they're trying to narrow this, but it's still worrisome about how much they want to crack down.
And backing up to the entire authorization bill, what's the schedule there? And is there something happening in the Senate also?
Right. Well, nothing yet in the Senate, but the House is set to mark up next week. So the individual committees will go, and then the full committee itself, which is a 14-hour ordeal.
Federal News Radio, Scott Mossioni, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Be sure to check out his story at federalnewsradio.com, where you'll find all of our coverage of DOD.